Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Yeah, hello, the internet, and welcome to this edition of the Zeitwater Rafting Trip. I think we may have done that. Then let's do it to Chapter 42, The Zeitness of the Whale, from Moby Dick. Brought to you by @JohnnyDavis, or JohnnyD945, whatever all those numbers are. Shout out to you for that trend-inspired AKA. Here with Lacey Mosley. Hello, how are you, dear Lacey?
Hi, I'm good.
So good to hear you. So good to see you over Zoom. Same. Let's just get into some of these trends. Have them. I don't know what the fuck they mean. But the first one I do. Anderson Cooper is trending because he had the My Pillow guy on his show last night. And It was a disaster for the My Pillow. I mean, the whole thing was just a farce. He was out here preaching some miracle cure that had never been FDA approved. And he's like trying to tell Anderson Cooper it works. And Anderson is just looking at him like, sir, you have no medical experience. You just sell pillows. What makes you different than a snake oil salesman? And he's like, you don't understand, Anderson. The whole thing is because this guy, like Anderson just read him. He's like, the deal is this man who made up this fake drug went to you because you know the president. And if he can get you and the president on board with my drug, I can make a lot of money. And also I will give you a position on the board of this company because once it does begin selling, you will reap the profits.
Right. And he's also giving me very much Papa John's sweaty energy. My Pillow guy. Like,
you know, you can only, you know, like when people wear the cross, like very visibly and It like almost becomes meaningless. Like some people, you know, like it's like he's wearing that to almost be like, this should be a shield from criticism because I'm a good Christian man. It feels like a prop for your identity image kit of
well,
like,
where it's located too. He's got it out. He's pulled it outside of his pink button down and he's wearing like this blue blazer and it's like, it's not even hanging right. Like he needed more length on the rope. Yeah. I don't think he wears it often because it ain't even hitting like it should. Or he need to unbutton that shirt and give us some chest meat in the crotch.
Oh, you want that? Okay. Well, let's see what happens. We'll see what happens. Next, RIP Eminem. Why is that trending? I just know Eminem is not died. Marshall Mathers is not died. So this is something else. Unless he probably did some other, you know, like problematic shit. I'm not sure. But it's under hip hop. Do we know anything?
No. So it's a lot of people just saying RIP Eminem right now, and nobody's really saying what actually happened. It's a lot of people responding to it.
Yeah. So it's just a thing where, because I feel like if you were really fucking around, that's what you do. Like, if, you know, let's say that we actually have an army of fake accounts that you and I use to sort of sway public opinion and cause Twitter trends, right, which we don't. But if we did, and we do pay a sizable amount of money to a group in the Caribbean to do so, you know, it seems like a thing where people get together all the time and just say, RIP this celebrity, get it going. And then everyone's like, why is this thing trending? And for no reason at all.
This feels like K-pop's doing. From everything that I'm scrolling, it looks like this is K-pop. K-pop is doing this.
And a lot of people are being shady, saying like, oh, like showing pictures of Ellen DeGeneres and being like, yo, RIP Eminem.
Those are happening too. But yeah, it looks like this is all fully... Look, K-pop runs Twitter. And sometimes I love it because, you know, they really know how to get to Donald Trump. And then other times you're just like, oh, K-pop, okay.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword. But you know what? I'll let y'all can have it. So good luck with that.
Have your fun.
Yeah. Next, Kanye West and Steve Harvey. They were making a big old splash at Chick-fil-A. What did, like, Steve Harvey say? Or was it Kanye tweeting a photo of him saying, like, Steve came to check on me and, like, we got hungry?
He tweeted, me and Steve Harvey was hungry.
Uh-huh.
And it's a picture of them at Chick-fil-A with what seems to be, like, quite a bit of food. I'm seeing nuggets here, definitely a 12 count. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing a grilled chicken sandwich. Those are healthier than the fried ones, about 420 calories per serving. It's pretty good.
Do we know that's grilled? Because it could also be deluxe because it got the lettuce on there. I can't quite see, but I will trust your eye.
The grilled one does have lettuce on it. The grilled,
I know, but you can
sandwich?
Also get the, you can get the spicy deluxe that also has lettuce and tomato.
Oh,
on
yeah,
it.
You're right. You're right. It might be because he does have the fried nuggets next to it, so you could be correct. He's reaching into the bag for fries. And then in the back, I see a milkshake, another Chick-fil-A bag, and a large soda. So it seems as though they're having quite the meal. And some people noticed that Steve Harvey's pocket on his left side has a plastic bag that's kind of sticking out. Mm-hmm. And people are presuming that that's that loud.
That he just got that crippy on him like that? Okay. Nah, let me look at it. Because it looks like a square. It looks like that old man move where he's like, because he's already wearing the zip-off cargo shorts. Where he's like, we might go water rafting. And he's like, I better put my, like, my good stuff in a Ziploc bag so it doesn't get water damaged.
Who let him buy these Ziploc cargos? Miles, I didn't even
know. That was the first thing I clocked. I was like, you have failed, Steve Harvey. But that was a long time ago. And also, like, let's just drag him. What is going on with that watch? Is that an off-brand, like, Apple watch? Is it some rich people shit I've not heard about? Because it's an AP. I don't know.
These pants are too tight and too loose at the same time. They're too loose around the legs. They're way too tight around the man
what
area.
Zach Fox said he got that meat folded up like old paperwork.
Yes. And other people are saying that Steve Harvey has that WAP. So,
no.
Steve, there's a lot happening here. And I don't understand any of it.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's where two buddies go to have a good time. Chick-fil-A, where they... A lot of franchisees, owners. It's funny when I've noticed recently when Fox News does stories about Chick-fil-A, they will use this image of this one franchise where they were wearing Back the Blue shirts, like the crew was wearing mm-hmm. Back the Blue shirts, and that's usually I've noticed how Fox News begins to depict Chick-fil-A. And you
even
know what?
Though they're franchises, but Chick-fil-A is problematic. It's Bigot Chicken. Yeah. They have definitely funded a lot of messed up organizations.
Don't
so.
Need it. Don't need it. Don't need it.
Listen, it's hard.
It's hard, though. I'm not gonna lie. It's hard, but it's not that hard. And then finally, bubonic plague is trending. Because of course it is, because it's 20 fucking 20, and everything is possible this year. But they're saying, this headline is, California just saw its first plague case in 5 years. Experts explain why you shouldn't panic. Okay, so
it sounds like we should panic. There was just another case in Colorado like a month ago of the plague in an animal. So I'm like, is it?
They say plague, this expert saying plague is naturally present in many parts of California, including higher elevation areas of El Dorado County. And it's just, you know, but we ain't got to deal with it. We ain't got to worry about it.
Right. And apparently it never disappeared. And there's always like a few cases a year and they give you antibiotics. So the plague has been out here. I think the name the plague is just, we never gave it a better name. Like COVID-19 sounds like, oh, it's a virus or whatever. Imagine if we called coronavirus the plague.
They should have. And we can call it, and then bubonic plague, we switch that out for COVID.
Right.
You know, because people don't give a, I don't know what the, yeah, it really is a branding thing. That's a good point. I feel like that's what we need you to do, like a daily dispatch and be like, y'all, the plague, y'all don't catch the plague. Don't fuck around and find out. But yeah, don't worry not, even though it's just very unsettling just because everything's fucking, there's moments you think is a joke and it's not. But I'm glad to know that it is not a pressing matter and we can just go back to worrying about creeping, well, fascism and white supremacy that we can't untether ourselves from as a country. Yeah. We can continue to just sweat bullets over that shit. So, you know, good. I guess all's well that ends well, huh? So, Lacey, thanks for, you know, coming with me on this trendtastic journey.
Of course.
Maybe I'll see you tomorrow. Maybe keep this combo going a little bit. Maybe people have caught on to know if someone's trending on, we're on the trending episode. You might see them tomorrow. With that, y'all, please be safe out there. There is plague going around. And please treat it as such because there are lots of people dying and many vulnerable communities are being affected adversely much more than places that have access to different kinds of incomes or, you know, infrastructure. So please take care, stay safe, wear a mask. You know, if you can socially distance, please do that as much as possible. And, you know, then if you can take a big chunk out of white supremacy's ass during the day, then you might as well do that too. Because Zeit Gang will back you as long as it's legal. All right. Till then, take care. Peace and blessings. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ plus bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.